Some of you may have noticed, this was the national anthem of Israel. It's called HaTikva, and that translates the hope. And Martha and I are going to play a few Israeli tunes tonight, and one in Hasidic style. And most of them, like this one, are rather mellow, but we don't want you to get the idea that Israeli music is always mellow and soft, because it isn't. And one thing I promise you, there'll be more music than talking tonight. Yeah. And of course, I had to put in something Jewish into that little talk I'm going to do, and it's going to be a very short story about an old rabbi. But what I have to say has not so much to do with Israel, but rather with moving in and moving out. And I must say I'm very sad that Martha is leaving tomorrow. I'm going to miss her beautiful oboe. And I know I'm not the only one. And at the end of this Vespers, we would like to invite you to join us in an easy Israeli round. Some of you might know that one.
I'm fine. That last piece was a love song for the Sea of Galilee, just so you know. And this is a reading from Matthew. Do not store up riches for yourselves on earth, where moths and rust destroy, and robbers break in and steal. Instead, store up riches for yourselves in heaven, where moths and rust cannot destroy, and robbers cannot break in and steal. For your heart will always be where your riches are. Holy wisdom, holy word.
when we arrived here at Holden, we didn't move into Chalet 3 right away. That is, we did move in, but only onto the second floor, as the Ruin family was still on the first floor. But they already had a few boxes sitting on the porch. And that pile of boxes grew higher each day. And towards the end of the week, a few suitcases and backpacks were added. And now and then, Dan or Claire would come up to us and give us something. Here is a warm hat. You will need it. Here are some spikes. You sure will need them. And we thought that was very nice. Now, we could really feel with the Ruin family because we had gone through the same process just a couple of days and weeks ago, only on a much larger scale. We had to clear our house after living there for almost 17 years. Now, that wasn't really our house. It was a parsonage. And whoever has seen a German parsonage, there's decent-sized houses. And the worst thing about that particular house was the basement. It has about 130 square meters. I tried to figure that out. I reached 1,500 square feet. What a temptation to just take things downstairs and store them there in some dark corner. They won't get in the way. There is plenty of space. Don't worry. So going through those dark corners of our basement after 17 years really was the worst part. What a bunch of rubbish. And we gave away some of it, the better part. And we kicked out a whole lot. We put it on the skip. That must be a British word. And Martha couldn't tell me what the American equivalent is. You just put it on the street and they come and take it. And that was great. And you wouldn't believe what a relief that can be to kick things out. To get rid of some of your belongings. It's hard in the beginning. But as you keep doing it, it gets fun. But still, the whole thing was a lot of work. And of course, we didn't throw it all out. Not even most of it. And what was left of our household, and there was quite a bit, of that we had to pack each and every single item into boxes. And there were a lot of boxes piling up the walls of our house, a lot more than those on the porch of Chalet 3 the other week. I counted 247 at one point, but I lost count later. And after weeks and weeks of going through all our belongings, and after some days, hard days of storing all our furniture and all our boxes with our families and friends, we had reduced everything to the minimum, or at least to what we thought was the minimum. Two big suitcases, two trolleys of the same size, and a number of backpacks, just as much as we were able to move. But still, it was way too much. And it was a hard decision for each and everyone in our family. What shall I take with me? What shall I leave behind? What is important to me? What is essential? Having lived in a big house for 17 years, we were to leave with just what we could carry on our shoulders and in our hands. That can be painful, and that can do so good. Back to the essentials. And now this is where that little story comes in. It's a story about that old rabbi. And he's rather poor, you must know. But still, he always has guests, And he and his wife had visitors one day who would travel on the next day. And he showed them their sparse room, and the guests complained. "Just a chair and two mattresses? Where is your proper furniture?" "Well," replied the rabbi, "where is yours?" "Our furniture? You must be kidding. You know we're just passing through here." "So are we," replied the rabbi. "So are we, just passing through," said the rabbi. And this story reminds me of the word of Jesus. "Your heart will always be where your riches are." And I hear Jesus ask me and you, "Where are your riches? Where is your heart? What do you need? What do you really need? And what do you live on?" Now, we have come here to hold and to store up riches for ourselves. Riches we won't have to put in boxes when we return to Germany. Riches we'll never want to put on the skip. Riches that no one will ever be able to take away from us. No moths and no rust and no burglar. And we ask you here at Holden Village to contribute to those riches, as we would love to contribute to yours. Amen.
Please bow your hearts and heads with us in prayer. Our God, we thank you for all we have. We thank you for all that makes our lives good. Thank you for our food, for our families and friends. Thank you for books and movies, for dance and laughter, for computers and CDs. You are the host of life. You have our interests at heart. Thank you, God.
Our God, we think of all those people whose belongings easily fit into one plastic bag. We pray for the homeless and the hopeless. You surely think of them. Let us not forget them.
Our God, we thank you for times in our lives when we have to think about who we are and what makes our lives rich. Thank you for the joy of giving away things. Thank you for the relief of letting things go. Make us more aware of the true treasures of life.
Thank you, God, for this great opportunity here at Holden to live a life of less luxury and more essentials. Help us to contribute to each other's riches in heaven. Help us be guides to one another, guides on our way to heaven, on our way to you.
Amen. Amen.
We join together now in saying the Lord's Prayer. Please say whatever version is in your heart.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
That round I was talking about is called Shalom Chaverim. That's about all you have to know. Shalom Chaverim. It's a little hard, that sound. It sounds more like a throat disease than a language. But it has to be that way. Chaverim. And the rest is easy. It's just lehit ra'ot, which means goodbye. Shalom Chaverim. Shalom Chaverim. Shalom. Shalom. Lehit ra'ot. Shalom. Shalom. Martha's going to play the tune for us. We'll just pick it up. Split. It's an eight-part round. Now I can't see you, where you ever you may be, so we decided we'll make it a wild round, a wild canon. This means everybody can just start wherever he likes. And it'll sound beautiful. Can I have that tone again?
Shalom chaverim, shalom chaverim, shalom, shalom. Lehitraot, lehitraot, shalom, shalom, chaverim, shalom, chaverim, shalom.
Go in peace, serve the Lord.